Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to pray again. Ephesians chapter 6. You know, I feel like as we get into the new year, you know, being the pastor, I usually, like I said, I want to prepare. I try to prepare us, especially when we are coming into a new year. And this is still part of it, preparing our hearts, preparing our appetite, mentally, emotionally, but also spiritually. This time towards the year, for some people it's very exciting, but for some people it's very discouraging sometimes. Why? Because of expectations met, and sometimes expectations not met. But as I've been meditating, I still believe, and I know it's very scriptural, I still believe that one of the defining factor for us believers is in the area of understanding. There are so many things that we would or we should have done, but sometimes because we lack understanding, we are limited. And so I want to help us, because we're going to be fasting for the next 29 days. We would have gone for 30, but tomorrow is fast, so we begin on the 2nd, so that means 2 days are cut off. But anyway, it's okay. But what I want to encourage everyone, and I'm going to be sounding this gong, is this year, do not dodge any spiritual activity that we give you. Participate as much as you can. Whether you're tired or you're not tired, or whether you want or you don't want, please make sure you participate. Because everything that we're going to do starting today is going to be geared to helping you become the believer that God has always wanted you to become. And so if you do not participate, it's going to be very difficult for you to stretch yourself. Like, for example, I don't know, many of you have never prayed for about 6 or 7 hours straight. So I know that as you're praying, even today as I'm praying, you know, you begin to feel a little bit weak. Right? Come on, right? You begin to feel weary. You begin sometimes, like for me, I was beginning to feel like injalenuma for some reason. But that is part of training. The body is trying to react, or the body is responding to what you're trying to take it through. And so when the body is fighting like that, ateto juache yagala. You get what I'm saying? Do not again submit and allow the body to get what it wants. The time when you begin to feel very weak, very, very not going for it, that's the time actually you need to actually engage and give it more strength and give it more power. So in this season, this 1 month, we usually do that. What we're going to do is we're going to give you some good, clear understanding on prayer. I know you prayed. I know we're going to pray, but sometimes people don't know exactly how to pray. We're going to give you some good, clear understanding on fasting. How do you fast? When do you fast? When do you break a fast? When you not break a fast, what do you eat? What don't you eat? And all those things. And then the area of spiritual warfare. Okay, so if we are fighting, what are we fighting? What should we not fight? So that in these 29 days, when we are out, we have some spiritual understanding that will help us get over the next couple of months. And hopefully we come back here next year and do it all over again. Can we say amen? Now, there's this idea in Ephesians chapter 6. Are we there? and verses 12. We'll start from there. Get your Bibles and let's go to Ephesians 6:12. Why am I in Ephesians 6? Because Ephesians 6, starting from verses 12, actually starting from verses 10, sorry. It says, finally, brethren, be strong. Be what? Come on. Finally, brethren, be what? In the Lord, and in what? And in the power of His might. Finally what? Finally what? Finally, brethren, be what? So, one of the things that I want to highlight as I'm going on is observe. When you're reading the Bible, observe. Okay? Don't be in a hurry. So why is he saying this? Why is this particular word there? So there are so many things he has said from verse 1 until verse 9. And it looks like from verse 10 onwards he wants to conclude, but he then says, finally, my brethren, be what? Be strong. If there's one thing, if you are in this church or coming to this church, you're going to be hearing me say, is be strong. If you are a believer, you ought to be strong. Now, being strong doesn't mean that the adversities are going to dodge you. But being strong means you're strong, regardless of what is coming or not coming. So, be strong. Strong in who? In the Lord. And in the power of His what? Of His might. We need to be strong. Why am I saying we need to be strong? Because what I'm going to share in a few minutes, I have seen in my short time I've been saved, people give up on things that are precious to them because challenges came, because uncertainties came, because maybe the enemy attacked, or maybe things flipped around. The way they were going, they're not going the way you anticipated them to go. And all of a sudden, someone's faith is crumbling down. All of a sudden, someone's confession is weak. All of a sudden, it seems that the world is shutting down. Just because maybe there was an attack. And there can be even attacks. But just because there are attacks or an attack doesn't mean that you do what? You retreat. Paul is saying, finally, my brethren, be what? Be strong. Amen? Be what? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Everyone say, I'm going to be strong. Talking about strong, that you become numb to certain things around you. That even though they poke you, you are strong and you are powerful. Verses 11, it says, put on, everyone say, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, the word put on, the Greek word put on, is the word endu, which means to sink in, alright? The English word put on may mean, like, for example, this jacket was there, and then I get it, and I put on. But the Greek word for put on there is, it means that there is an established garment, and all you need to do is just sink in. Or, if I may stretch it a little bit, you don't get scriptures to fit in what you want. Truth has already been established. So your job is to fit in because you fit in. Amen? So the armor of God is already carved out for you. All you need to do is thinking. Amen? Are we together? Are we together? Okay. So he says, thinking the all armor of God that you may be able to stand. Now, realize he's saying that once you have sunk in is when you stand. Are we together? Muntunulira. But I'm also reading the Bible or the same Bible you're reading. I'm saying that he's saying after you've sunk in, it says that you may be able to do what? To stand. It's only when you sink in that you are able to stand. Meaning that if you have not sunk in, you may not be able to stand. Are we together? Stand what? Against the what? The schemes or the trickery or the deceit of the what? Of the devil. Okay, back up a little bit. Okay, because I want this to sink in. It says, sink in the all armor of God that you may be able to what? To stand. Okay, get this, that when you sink in, that's when you are able to what? Are we together? Okay, verses 12, read with me. It says, for we what? We wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against what? Powers, against what? And darkness of what? Of this world. Against what? Spiritual, in what? He says, for we do not what? We do not what? We do not what? We do not what? Sibawulira, we do not what? But against what? Against what? Against what? Against what? Verses 13. Wherefore, take unto you the what? Now, the word take up. Okay, these words I'm giving them to you because they are very important in the explanation. The Greek word take up is to raise. Is to raise a thing. The idea there is to raise a thing, like you raise a thing, in order to carry or use it. Okay? Take up the full armor of God means, or the idea there is to raise a thing in order to carry or use it. So he said, when you sink in, you will be able to what? To stand. Mark that. So then he says, wherefore, raise or take unto you the what? The armor of what? Of God. Meaning that God is not responsible for raising the armor. Are we together? Are we together? God is not what? Responsible. Yeah. Paul is saying you raise the armor. Okay? Are we together? Okay. that you may be able to what? That you may be able to what? Now, the word withstand there, also mark the Greek word, means to resist. Or to oppose, or to set against. Okay? The word withstand, the Greek word there, means to resist, or to oppose, or to stand against. Again, what is this saying? It says, wherefore, take unto you, or raise the whole armor of God, that you may be able to what? To resist. Okay, again, notice that if you don't raise the armor, you won't. Are we together? Okay. May be able to withstand in the what? In the evil day. And having done all. So how many times have we looked at stand? How many? How many? Come on, how many? He has said stand 3 miles. How many times have we seen wrestle? Huh? Once. Are we clear? So far, the verses we've read. We've seen wrestle how many times? Once. And then we've seen stand how many times? 3 times, okay? So please, please, please don't sleep, okay? Be attentive. Remember, I talked about understanding. In a minute when we pray, you will appreciate what I'm trying to share here. So, 3 times, okay? So which verse are we on right now? 13? So we're going on 14, okay? And having done all, do what? Having done all, stand. Okay? Verses 14. Verses 14 says, stand therefore. How many times right now? Having your what? About with what? And having what? And having your above all, taking what? Wherewith you will be able to do what? Verse 17. And the what? Which is? And then 18. In the? And watching? With all? Now, we've been doing verses 18. Okay? But before verses 18, if we can go back and then try to break down the understanding of what Paul was saying. Paul is saying, finally, let me go to this other Bible here. Finally, brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, not just part of it. Okay? The whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand the wiles of the devil. Now, it's so interesting that Paul starts by saying, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, and then in the next verse, verse 12, he says, for we wrestle not. So, if you are with me, I says you observe, right? So, are you saying I wrestle? Or are you saying I stand? Because in my little brain here, I never did, how do you say, literature? It tells me you can't wrestle and stand at the same time.
Anybody can wrestle and stand at the same time. Can you try for us? Wrestle and then stand. Can anybody try? No, physically, I think you don't know how this is very disturbing. Come, Pastor Philemon. It says, finally, stand, right? Please look this side, right? Finally, he says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to what? Come on, preach with me that you may be able to what? Against the what? So stand. Verse 12, for we wrestle. So, do you want him to stand? Or do you want him to wrestle? Huh? But he says, stand, and then he says, wrestle. Not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers, darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. So, do you want him to stand? Or do you want him to wrestle? Because he can't wrestle. Please try wrestle. I've had them wrestle. Adala. But wrestle. You can't wrestle and then stand at the same time. Are we together? Are we together? So stay there. So verse 12 he says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So you just told me stand, and then you are saying we wrestle not against flesh and blood, which I agree. But the next verse would confuse me a little bit, because in verses 13, he drops the wrestle. Okay? And it says, wherefore, take unto you the all armor of God, that you may be able to withstand, resist, remember, in the evil day. And having done all, so I'm confused a little bit. Okay? Because you've just said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? I don't have any problem until you say, having done all. So do you want me to wrestle? Or do you want me to stand? Are you sure, or because I'm emphasizing it? Because in verse 14, he will say, stand. Therefore, having your lamps about with what? Truth, and having of righteousness. Remember, he said you sink into the armor. Meaning that when you wake up as a believer, the armor is on you. But for the armor to be effective, you raise it up. It's your responsibility. It's just that when you're going for war in the olden days, if the armor is just on you and you don't use it, you will be okay? So, let's go back and really try to understand what Paul is trying to say, because he's talking about wrestle, not, and he's also talking about wrestling. So, in these verses we've read so far, we've seen that Paul is saying we stand how many times? How many times? Come on, how many times? Can I have someone else here? So, if I was the church in Ephesus, right? Paul is saying, we wrestle not against flesh, right? So let's say this is flesh and blood. Okay? And then on the other hand, he says there are what? Principalities, powers, rulers, darkness, spiritual wickedness, in what? In high places. And I'm here. But the instructions he's given me is do what? So what is he saying? Flesh and blood, principalities. Okay? But the instruction I'm given 4 times. So what is my job? And I supposed to wrestle here? And I supposed to wrestle here? Am I supposed to wrestle here? Am I supposed to wrestle here? So, how am I supposed to wrestle here when I'm told to stand? Can I say it again? Am I supposed to wrestle here? Am I supposed to wrestle here? The question I'm asking, how am I supposed to wrestle here and yet stand? Because you see, when you tell me stand, English, bamekawa akola English. Aha. When you tell someone to stand, what do you mean? Just explain it. What does stand mean? Don't move, right? Okay. So if you tell me stand, don't move. Okay? How am I supposed to wrestle? In what? In prayer. You what? You stand in prayer. Against? Let's read verses and then we'll come back. Then you tell me whether we're supposed to wrestle or stand. Remember I said how many times stand? Now, let's start with 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 10. Oh, no. 2 Corinthians. It is now I, Paul, myself am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Who in the presence am lowly among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beg you that when I am present I may not be bold with you with that confidence, by which I intend to be bold against some, who think of us as if we walked according to the, come on, according to the, stay with me, right? According to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the, Though we do not, I can't hear you. We do not what? According to the flesh. So we have settled this side. That the Bible is saying that this war is not against flesh and blood. Are we clear? Have we settled that? That Paul has said, stand, but don't wrestle against what? Echotuchikiriza? Okay. Colossians. We may come to 2 Corinthians again, but that's what I really wanted to show you. Colossians chapter 1. Chapter 2. Let's go to chapter 2. And verses 11. Are we there? Are we there? Okay. In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of what? Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Are we together? Verses 14. It says, having wiped out the handwriting of requirement that was what? Come on. Having what? Come on. Having what? The handwriting that was what? Who is us? Huh? Flesh and blood. Having wiped out the what? The handwriting. Or, in the other King James would say, having bought. Bolting what? The handwriting of ordinance that was against. Who is us? Who is us? Okay. Which was contrary to us and did what? And took it out of the what? And did what? And nailing it to the cross. Are we together so far? Okay. Verses 15. And having spoiled number 2 and what? Having spoiled what? Wait a minute. Okay, so where did we see principalities and powers? In Ephesians 6. What did he say about principalities and powers? No, in Ephesians. But against what? Okay, but now he's saying he spoiled principalities and power. Or in simple terms, he's saying he wrestled against the principalities and powers. Are we together? Are we together? And then the Bible says he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Okay, Ephesians chapter 6. If he overcame principalities, powers, I wish I had Ephesians very close here, on the other side of the Bible. Okay. If the Bible is saying he spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. If we go back to Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm standing here, and the Bible is saying that Christ overcame principalities and powers, do I still need to wrestle? But you said in the very beginning, we wrestle. I'm going to say it again. Am I with you, Julia? Can I say it again? The Bible is saying, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. I'm asking a question. I am the believer in Ephesus. Right? They have told me, wrestle not flesh and blood. Stand. Now, the Bible is saying here that the principalities that we saw in Ephesians chapter 6, Christ already has triumphed over them. So, me in Ephesians 6 standing here, do I still have to wrestle against the powers, the princes, the darkness, and the what? And spiritual wickedness in high places. Do I still need to fight? Why? Come on, why? Come again? He did what? Okay? And nailed them to the what? And made a public. Okay. So what am I supposed to do then? What does that mean? So because what you're telling me is that I'm neither supposed to wrestle here nor here. So what does stand mean? Sink into the armor. What does that mean? The reason why I'm asking you those questions, we're going to pray again, but sometimes we don't know how to pray. Have we seen us believers, even probably this morning, we came and we're wrestling. See, if I'm asking you, what are you wrestling at? You're going to say, I'm wrestling with, against what? Spiritual wickedness. But in the Bible, it's saying that the spiritual wickedness are dealt with already. So now I'm telling you that, guess what is going to happen? You're going to stop praying. Am I right? Chewed, right? You're going to stop what? Praying that for us believers, we just give thanks. We don't fight. Am I right? Am I right? So, understanding what kind of fight that you're in is very important as a believer. Because not every fight you're supposed to fight. Now, as far as the Bible is concerned, can we read some verses? Can you allow me to read some verses and then we can pray again? Second Timothy 4. Second Timothy 4. Are you there? Second Timothy 4:7. I can start with 6. He says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." Paul is talking to his son Timothy, and is at the almost at the edge of his ministry ending, and he says, "I am at the verge." Come on, go back. "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." Verse 7. It says, "I have what? I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." The only fight that the Bible says we should get in is called a good fight. And he calls it a good fight of faith. What does a good fight of faith mean? Please look at me here, alright? If I'm not supposed to wrestle here, and I'm not supposed to wrestle here, and four times the Bible has said, you sink in and stand. The good fight means is that the believer is supposed to fight for the ground that has already been purchased for him by the blood. This is your ground. What is one of the armor? The armor says there that you are the righteousness of God. So the Bible says when you fight, You, what's the right word? Huh? You contend, you fight for what is yours. I don't know whether that makes sense. So, he says, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." That is verse 7, right? I have kept the faith. Meaning that no matter what comes left and right, my job is to fight what I know is true about me. Because he has said, having done all, number one, stand. Don't fight here. Don't fight here. Having done all, number what? Number two, do what? Having done all, number three, do what? Having done all, number three, do what? So your job is to fight for what is yours. Okay. Let's read another scripture. Make it maybe a little clearer. We've read, that was 2 Timothy, right? Was that 2 Timothy? Can we read 1 Timothy 6:12? First Timothy 6:12. What does it say? Okay. So fight the good fight of what? So you see there, the only fight you fight is a good fight of faith. It says, lay hold on what? On eternal life. To which you are what? You are also what? Come on. You are also what? And of what? Confess the good confession in the what? In the presence of many witnesses. Again, what do you do? Come on, you do what? Come on, you do what? You fight the good fight of faith. What's a good fight of faith? You lay hold and don't let go. In other words, you take a stand. You may have done something very contrary to what many people may say is not true or right, but according to the Bible, as long as you're born again, I'm going to use this example throughout, you are righteous. So meaning, you take that stand. Don't move. Don't swerve. Okay? One more verse. What does it mean to take or to fight a good fight of faith? Can we do 1 Timothy 1:18, please? 1:18. Are we there? This charge I commit to you, son Timothy. According to the prophecies previously made concerning you, comma. What is the charge? What is the charge? Can you give me an NLT maybe? Timothy, my son, here are my instructions for you best. So, the charge and the instructions are based on what? Remember, you are supposed to take a stand. So where do you base your stand upon? The prophetic words, what? Spoken about you earlier. Full stop. Why? May they help you fight well in the Lord's battle. So, by prophetic words, I do not only mean the prophecies that have been spoken to you by the prophet. The prophetic words may be God's will already clear in this word. Because the armor is very cut out for you. He says, put on the belt of truth. Put on the shoes. Preparations of the what? Do you need a prophet? Do you know that preaching the gospel is an armor? Do you know that preaching the gospel is an armor? We just know the belt of truth, the shield of faith, the blessed of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the element of salvation. Are you sure you're saved? Because that's an armor. Sometimes the reason why we come in prayer and we don't feel like maybe we are breaking through is sometimes maybe we are not even sure. I'm being honest. Sometimes we're not sure. But a person who knows he's clothed, shield of faith is, I have it. Helmet of salvation, I have it. The belt of truth, I have it. What is remaining? The shoes. So the Bible is saying that all that armor that we've talked about in Ephesians, that it may help you do what? Fight. Not against flesh and blood, not against, but what? You fight a good warfare. Praise the Lord. Can we go back to King James? King James, King James. He says, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou may, thou by them mayest war a good warfare. Do you know what is upon your life? How many know a little bit what is upon your life? Just a little bit. How many are sure of what is upon your life? How many are not sure at all of what is upon your life? You're not sure at all. How many are sure? Just a little bit. How many are fully sure? You know. How many are not sure at all? Now, going back to Ephesians 6, because I want us to pray in that line. Ephesians 6. And verse, we started from 10. I really want to go down where they start mentioning the armor. I think it's 14. Ephesians 6, 14. Okay. I want us to notice the armor. Okay, read with me, alright? 1, 2, 3. Start. Stand what? Having what? So, armor number one is what? Come on, armor number one is what? Come on, armor number one is what? Okay. Then, second, let's read. So, armor number two is what? So, do we have truth? Do we have truth?
Yes.
Do we have righteousness?
Yes.
And having what? Do we have that? So that is armor number what? Above all, do we have the shield of faith? Do you have the shield of faith? Come on, do you have the shield of faith? With which? So how many armors have I mentioned so far? So if you have that, we're going to the next verse. The Bible says you will be able to do what? The darts of the what? Are we together? Okay, let's go on. 17. And take on what? Abai, are you born again? Are you born again? Are you sure? So if you're sure, then you will be able to do what? Because that in itself is an armor. I'm a child of God. I know where I'm going. I've been bought by the blood of Jesus. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God dwells in me. I know where I'm going. I have clarity. I have sharp understanding. Ndi mwana wa Katonda. You know what I'm saying? Yeshua. So that means now everything that is coming out of you is coming out of confidence. But I know. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Okay, armor number 6, right? 6 or 5? 6. And the what? Which is, do we have the word of God? Verses 18. So, Papa. Now, all those armors that we've mentioned, about 6 of them, Paul said you raise them up. Who does the raising up? Who does the resisting? How do you resist? Practically, how do you resist? Soko komao, praying, that's how you raise the armor. Praying always with all what? With all prayer. Let's first stop there. With all prayer. Always. Number 2. And what? In what? In the Spirit. That's why when you came in here, you found us praying. Zeva, vakase, lavade, kambrede, kavazande, blah. Supplication in the Spirit. Why? Because nobody is going to lift up that armor for me unless I lift it up myself. If I don't lift it up myself, you're going to find that the enemy is going to keep on shooting. And once the armor is not up, we usually say prayer is not working, but the armor is not up. Supplication in the Spirit, comma, being with all what? And what? For all what? So how do we stand? How do we stand? Come on, how do we stand? Come on, how do we stand? How do we fight a good fight? How do we stand against not by? And blood. So when we come on a day like this, like we said, we are going to come here and really prepare ourselves for next year. There are things that you know in this year, and I believe so, that the enemy maybe has been trying to steal from you. Don't wrestle him. Don't wrestle them. The Bible is saying, what do you know about that thing that maybe you think or you see or you perceive the enemy is trying to get in your way or has already taken it away from you? What do? You take your stand today. Amen? Amen? Omwaka guno nga teguna kugwa nkola ki? Nangirira. Nti tekigenda kubaawo nga bwe bakyogedde, naye kigenda kubaawo nga bwayogedde. So you take a stand. Not once, not twice, not thrice. And I know you have made up prayed about it in the middle of the year. But the Bible is saying, having stood, do what? Stand. Go back again, oyimirire. Paul agamba Timothy, the prophecies that were given to you, by them, make a good warfare. Mark, what was spoken about you when they laid hands on you? You stand and sense the bamfuka kamafuta. You know, like David, he was anointed at the age of maybe about 19, about 20. But there are adversities that came after David. David became only king about the age of 40. But between 19 and 40, there are adversaries that are saying, you can't be king. You will never be king. That word wasn't for you. How old are you? You are now 30 years old. When was the word given to you? And especially these days, people want to add on success and equate it with years. How long have you been doing this? See where you are. You go back and wage a good warfare. Prophet Samuel, I heard I'm supposed to be king over this what? Over this nation. You may be laughing, you may be ridiculing, but I had and I know and I'm going to be king. You wage a good warfare. You don't give up. You don't get distracted. We are ending the year, and I know some of us, things have not come to pass the way we wanted, but don't even give it a hint of attention. Go back. What did God say over your family? Yayogirachi. Yakugambachi. Don't let the enemy weigh you down. Don't let even other forces weigh you down. What did God say? Before you give up this year, because we are still in this year, right? Before you give up, I want you to go back and ask, what did God say? Yangambachi. About this subject, about this ministry, about this work, about this business, what did he say? If you can't find it, go ahead and hang yourself. I give you permission. Go ahead and hang yourself. But if you can fight it, if you can find it, I dare you put on a fight. I dare you put on a fight. Mukama siva, mukurwana kuno, nga sije yobyo nabyo nabyo na, biwayogera. Why do we give up so easily on the promises that have been given to us? On the things that have been given to us? You have dreams. Some of us have vivid dreams. Some of you have very clear-cut prophecies. But you're giving up. You're winding down. You're becoming pale. Some of you hands have been laid on you. Some of you even last night, mukama ya zena kujukiza. But we are here, and we're trying to charge ourselves, remind ourselves, and attack again, and you don't feel like, you say, this is like last year. No. Charge yourself, Timothy, is being told. By the prophecies. Can you put that scripture there? By the prophecies. That's how you wage a good warfare. That's how you put on a fight. He says, finally, be strong. Do what? Be strong. Be strong. What? In the Lord and in the power of His might. What has been spoken about you? As we're going to pray, can we wage a good warfare? Can we put in 2 good hours, non-stop, and wage a very good warfare? Can we put our shout of faith here in this building and say, we leave this place when something is being released? Do I have some people that want to wage a good warfare? There are things that are half-baked right now. You know they are not done. They are not done. What are we going to do about them? Habat. What are you going to do about them? Come on, what are you going to do about them? Can we take 2 hours? Solid 2 hours. Some of the things that have been even said about you right now, you can even take them out. There are things that right now as we are praying, that's why I said they prophesy fast. Some of them you know them. But tebinnaba kutuukirira oba biri half baked. Can we wage a good war fair for about 2 hours and contend? But tuva wano. Tutegera nti biwedde.